Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Recently, one of my state board members said if ever there was a marriage made in heaven between two ministry organizations, it would be CEF and Moms in Prayer. In 2018, Child Evangelism Fellowship and Moms in Prayer formed a ministry partnership to work together to pray and support one another in our shared vision to reach boys and girls, to reach children in the schools for Christ, particularly through the after-school GNUS clubs and establishing Moms in Prayer groups for prayer. Moms in Prayer's vision is simple. It's to pray for the children in every school. CEF's vision is also simple, to proclaim the gospel to the children in every school. What could be more needed to both pray for the children and to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the children in the public schools? It's the same shared vision. It's like two sides of the same coin. To launch this new ministry partnership here in Illinois, Child Evangelism Fellowship invited Sally Burke, the international president of Moms in Prayer, to come and to be with us for our fall conference as one of our guest speakers. On that same day of the conference, we actually had two events. We had our luncheon to officially announce our CEF Moms in Prayer partnership, where over 175 women from Peoria and across the state attended, and also our evening CEF conference and fundraiser for our Child Evangelism Fellowship ministry right here in Illinois. We hope you enjoy listening as Sally Burke shares her passion and her heart for not only for Moms in Prayer, but also Moms in Prayer in partnership with CEF and bringing the good news of the gospel to the schools through the after-school GNUS clubs across the country and throughout our state here in Illinois.
She's got four grown children, three grandchildren, and God has been using her wonderfully. And the thing I love about Moms in Prayer is they're the very heart of moving by the Spirit of God in our public schools with moms praying. And CEF is the hands-on work to make those prayers operative by the grace and the work of God's Spirit to see the Gospels presented in kids' lives and families and communities and churches are changed forever because of what Moms in Prayer does behind those doors, praying deeply for our children. So let's give a warm Peoria welcome to Sally Burke.
Well, you have a wonderful pastor, don't you? It was fun just getting to talk to him today. But what a great joy it is for me to be with you here tonight. Children Evangelism Fellowship and Good News Clubs are very dear to my heart. And all of us at Moms in Prayer International, we are blessed to partner with CEF for the lives of the children of the world. Tonight, I'm going to share with you why and how CEF has impacted my children, my children's school, our valley, and how we see and witness how it blesses us at Moms in Prayer. But first, I'm going to give you a little bit of my background, and the pastor shared a little bit of that. My dad worked on the Apollos and sent men to outer space and to the moon, and I was fortunate enough to follow in his footsteps, and I got to work on the space shuttles and watch men and women go to outer space. I married my husband, the fellow engineer, and at that time, after we started having kids, I truly realized kids were a lot more complex than engineering and space shuttles, so I decided I need to come home and focus on them. And at this time, too, my husband and I were not walking with the Lord. You know, we were reaching for the stars of the universe instead of the creator of the universe. And my husband was commuting back and forth to work, and it took him about an hour to go to work. And he started listening to the radio. And one day he heard a Christian pastor on the radio, and he kept listening to him. And there he heard the gospel. And he pulled over and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So he comes home one afternoon, and I have a baby on my hip, the one on my leg, and he comes in and he goes, "Sally, I just received the Lord Jesus Christ. I pulled over and I just wept and got on my knees and received him." And I thought, oh no, what's happened to my husband? What's happened to my brilliant engineer husband? He must be working too hard. He may be close to a nervous breakdown. But as the months passed on, I watched this peace that's beyond understanding I watched this strength, this inner strength that said yes to God and no to the world. And so that Christmas, my husband buys me what I thought was the most unusual gift. The years before, it was a diamond ring, diamond necklace, diamond earrings. Well, this year, he bought me a Bible. And he's telling me, oh, Sally, I searched all over just for the right Bible, and I prayed over it, and I had it wrapped in a leather covering, and I'm like, okay, this must be important to you. So I started reading the Bible. And there, as I read through the different books, and I got to the book of John, I saw that Jesus was God, and I knew I had to bow my knee and receive him as my Lord and my Savior. And I got to tell you, since that day, God has taken me on the greatest journey, far greater than any space shuttle, far greater than any stars of the universe, was getting to know my Lord and my Savior. And soon after that, I called out to the Lord, Lord, teach me to pray. And there, God sent me to a Moms in Prayer event where I heard a woman by the name of Fern Nichols. If you don't know what Moms in Prayer is, it's just where two or more women gather together 1 hour once a week to impact children in schools for Christ through prayer by gathering women. Our vision is two or more women for every school so every child can be prayed for. And it all began with one mom who was shaken. She was sending two of her middle school kids, or her boys, to middle school, and she was shaken by what they were going to hear. So she grabbed another shaken mom and took her fear to the Lord. Well, the Lord answered their prayers, and Moms in Prayer now is a worldwide movement. We, as moms, take our fears, our worries, and we take it to the Lord in prayer. And what was so amazing was the very first week I walked in there, all I knew as reading the Word of God was that God blessed our kids through prayer. I wanted my kids to be blessed by God. I wanted them to find favor in their teacher's eyes. So I went to that first Moms in Prayer group, and we used four simple steps of prayer. I'll talk about that later. But I never thought about it. I had to pray out loud. I never prayed out loud before. Those moms just grabbed me. They engulfed me. And right then and there, I began to see one prayer after another answered. I watched God move through his word to impact children in schools for Christ. As we prayed for our kids to find favor in their teacher's eyes, we would go to the school assembly, and who would get the awards? But our children would stand there on the stage. And I remember by the time they were in third grade, a woman next to me just kind of elbows me, and she was another Moms in Prayer mom. She goes, look, all those kids are Moms in Prayer children. And then I looked down, and I saw all the other third graders. And I could just hear God say, what about them? What about them? And so we began to pray. We began to take the yearbook and pray for each child by name. You know, may Tom and Lori and Susie, may they hear the words of truth, the gospel of salvation, believe, be sealed with the power of the Holy Spirit. May their eyes be open. May they turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, so they can be forgiven of their sins and have a place among those who are sanctified by faith in Christ. And we actually even used the word good news. You know, may they all hear the good news. Now, I didn't grow up in a Christian home, so I didn't know anything about Good News Club. And now, God didn't go, oh, Sally, what a great job. What a great idea. I think I'll do that. I think I'll bring good news on the public school campuses. No, God was already moving. He was already stirring. You know, when God wants to change the course of history and how events are going to take on their own, he searches out for an intercessor. One whose heart he can place his desires. Ezekiel 22:30 says this, I look for a man among them who will build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not destroy it. But I found no one. So the children of Israel were taken captive. Yet one man, Moses, stood in the gap for the children of Israel. Even though they were disobedient, even though they were faithless, he placed his desire in Moses. Moses stood in the gap and brought the people, the children of Israel, to the promised land so they could fulfill God's great plan for them. God has a great plan for this generation, a tremendous plan for the children. Yet we must be praying. So God began to move in our hearts to pray for each child. The Supreme Court allows equal access, CEF, goes on to my children's school campus, the first in our valley. And that first month, they used to only meet monthly, that first month over 100 kids would come to hear the good news, the gospel of salvation, exactly what we prayed for. And I decided I was going to volunteer. This was the answer to our prayer. And I was going to hand up snacks at the end. That was all, you know, I was going to do. Well, pretty soon, so many kids were coming to receive Jesus Christ. They go, Sally, come over here. Come over here. We need you. We need you to counsel, to pray with these kids to receive Jesus. Now, you got to imagine what that was like for me. As I saw these kids play out there, and as we prayed for them by name, as we saw their pictures in the yearbook, their little hands placing in mine, ready to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I would ask them, are you sure? I mean, it was like immeasurably more than I could ask or imagine that they were ready to receive Jesus. And they said, yes. And I said, you see this ring? You're in God's hand and nobody can snatch you out of this hand. And that was decades ago. That was 20 years ago. And today, they're teachers and preachers and pastors and missionaries and dads and moms and doctors and lawyers impacting our world for Christ. Prayer is inviting His presence and power into our lives, into our situations, into our world. Prayer ushers in God's will so His will can be done here on earth. God wishes none should perish, but all should come to repentance. It is the greatest power available to God's children when we combine it with God's word. God's word never comes back void, always fulfills God's purpose. Prayer with God's word, I believe, is an unstoppable force. God has chosen us to be His vessels to accomplish His will. We are created to be fueled with His power. But we have these treasures in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So just imagine, we imperfect, fallible people, God is working through. He has chosen to partner with us for the lives of the children. I remember years before this happened, I was introduced to the Good News Club director at a church event, and we always said, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could partner together? We didn't know how that would happen, but God did. He knew that we were going to be the prayer forced to soften the hearts of the children. So when good news came in there, those children's hearts were ready and prepared to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior.
Thank you again for listening to this first part of Sally Burke's presentation as she shares both her passion and her perspective as the Moms in Prayer International President of this new CEF and Moms in Prayer Partnership for Illinois. Thanks again, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.